Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time to wake up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be listening to the show on the Odyssey app. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I am Cakes. I'm at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Eric Bickle. He's sitting here to my right.
Hey, buddy.
And he needs to get into the Zoom bit. He's doing that as we speak.
I believe it's a StreamYard now, Cakes.
StreamYard. My bad. I have to keep up with the latest platform.
It's the hot fire everyone's using.
And the technology. Yeah. That's John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Congrats to your Raiders.
I was waiting on bated breath for them to get that win. I stayed up until 12:30.
I'm not
surprised you did.
That was a great game.
Jason Bishop is here.
Like it. How are you?
Hello. And joined by the boys behind the glass, of course, the Matt and Matt Show. The producers is Matt Valdez.
Morning, Cakes. Today's definitely going to be a nap day.
It is going to be a nap day for you, because I'm sure you stayed up at least later than your usual bedtime to watch some of the Ravens on Monday Night Football. And drab t-shirt.
I am well rested and in a good mood, unlike Valdez.
Very good. That's good that you're in a good mood, bright and early on a Tuesday morning.
What makes you well rested? You're usually not well rested. You still have twins at home, and you usually like to stay up late.
I just didn't stay up until 1 a.m. watching a football game.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I went to bed at 11, my usual time.
Yeah. His sleep pummels my sleep.
Yeah.
For once.
He has better sleep hygiene than you.
Valdez, did you stay up for the entire game?
I watched every play.
Wow.
I know. I probably didn't.
There's no way you slept well. I know that.
I probably didn't fall asleep till about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How did our one-game parlay do, our same-game parlay?
I picked
parlay.
The loser. I looked at the box score, and I couldn't believe Carr threw for 435.
It's just a crazy.
Why?
Well, they couldn't run or something.
Under 260 or
did 259. Did they void my Le'Veon Bell bet? They did.
Yeah, they voided it.
They just void that leg of it.
I don't know how the Lamar bets hit over 210, right?
That my hit, halftime 235. Bet hit.
Okay.
Takes his hit.
I can't remember what else.
Drabby's.
I bet over 225
let
yards
say
passing.
For the record, mine hit. They just took it off the board.
Oh, yeah. Because right. He wasn't at.
What was Cakes? Yeah.
I took the Ravens leading by 2.5 or 3.
First half line.
I think we're 3-2 then.
Okay.
Eric's didn't hit. I don't think Eric's counts as a hit.
Mine hit.
It doesn't count as a hit.
It's
voided.
Yeah. Just a dumb rule. That's the reason why I made the bet, because I knew he wasn't going to be.
Well,
active.
Look, if he,
I told you
no,
that
no,
would
see,
happen. I know.
No, this is what happened. If you place a bet on a Friday, let's just say
what happened.
You know, Aaron Rodgers under 310 yards passing.
Yeah.
And on Sunday he pulls a hamstring and he's inactive. They're not going to place the
bet. Bet is void at that point.
So it's the same thing as a guy getting injured. He's just not active. They're not. Gonna...
Yeah, I know. I just still think if you put the line up, you got to live by it.
That's not how Vegas works.
I don't care. They put the line up. I knew that was a fake line. That there was no chance he was going to get that because he wouldn't even play.
So if
he was active, he might have played.
If there's a boxing fight and you place a bet in, the fight gets canceled. You win the bet.
That's different. If the fight gets canceled, if the game didn't get canceled.
The player,
player getting under 17 yards. He got 0 yards.
He was inactive,
which is exactly what I thought he would get.
Well, anyway,
Latavius Murray found the end zone.
He did. He looked butt slow on some runs, but hey, Tyson Williams looked good.
He did. I think he averaged about 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, which is why I said they're going to be able to replace whoever, because the key to their running game, though, as good as he was, is Lamar. They still rush for 189 yards as a team. They're going to be fine running the football.
Surprising that I watched the whole game, that the Raiders, who looked so hapless at times, and even winning the game in overtime, they had a couple of botches. Because they were in position to score, they won the toss, and they have a first and goal situation, second and goal, and Derek Carr throws an interception.
Right.
But it's really the receiver's fault. It went right through the receiver's hands. I mean, Carr threw it hot, but you got to catch that ball. And then the Ravens get the ball back, and Ryan Nassib forces a fumble on Lamar Jackson, which was his second fumble of the game. Both lost, and the Raiders capitalized there, but they wanted to line up for the field goal on second down, and the field goal kicker, I guess, wasn't ready. He was still by, like, the net. They had, like, a delay game. Mm-hmm. Then they decided to run another play. Boom. And that was a touchdown.
Yeah, they were fortunate.
But it was a little chaotic.
Darren Waller targeted 19 times in this game. Wow.
Is that the guy that used to be an alcoholic?
Yes.
Yeah.
What a
That's what your dream is for Logan Thomas.
What a turnaround.
Or Terry McLaurin.
I don't think Logan Thomas will ever get to Darren Waller level, but he could get in that next tier below. I think if he gets enough balls thrown his way, I don't think you'll ever see a game with Heinicke or Fitz at the helm targeting tight end 19 times
yeah.
in one game.
Well, I think that was because going into that fourth quarter, they had said Derek Carr has 24 game-winning drives. Game-winning or game-tying drives?
I think it was game-winning. He's second most to Matthew Stafford since whenever they started taking that stat.
So now he's got 25, and people just poop on him. And I'm not saying he's great, but part of that is longevity. But, wow. Imagine, nobody would guess that he's got 25 now game-winning drives.
Never in a million years.
Nope. Nobody would guess that. So that's pretty good feeling.
Well, you got to believe that if you have a home game with a brand new stadium full of fans, and you're a team that has said straight up, we got to make the playoffs, tier four, you need to get that win. So that's a good win for them. They fell behind 14-0. They couldn't run the football, really. Mm. I know Josh Jacobs, I think, had one where he found the end zone, but they really couldn't run the football. That's that's why Derek Carr was throwing the ball so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Ruggs is going to end up being a good receiver. Like, I don't really love their receiving core. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Edwards in the fourth quarter, like, started becoming a big target.
A guy in the same draft as Ruggs a few rounds later. I think he was a third round pick, and Ruggs was the top guy selected. Look, if Edwards is better, you're going to target him more. He's going to be more involved. Do it.
And they also have Kenyon Drake, who they dumped the ball off to a little bit, too. So, they, I don't know. Well, they're not Waller's a star.
Don't sleep on Renfro, though. He makes plays.
He makes plays.
He's your possession guy.
But Waller is a superstar.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
that's why he kept getting chances.
It's Kelce and Waller at the top of the tight end pecking order. I mean, those dudes are mega studs.
Remember when the Raiders, I think it was the first year, it was the year that Antonio Brown was there, which is just a few years ago. Was that 2018, 2019, whatever it was. And Waller was one of the storylines.
Mm-hmm.
I think they cut him at the end of that camp, and then they brought him back to the practice squad.
I mean, he was well-traveled. He was on the Ravens practice squad. Or I don't even know if he ever made it to the active roster, but...
No, it's actually a great story.
Unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm. He's
local. I think he's from... Is he from Landover?
I'm pretty sure
he's local.
I think he's local, yeah.
But the Ravens had a scrimmage or a practice with someone from the Raiders who was a scout. I don't know if it was with the Raiders or not, but anyways, they saw him warming up on the sideline and doing drills on the sideline, and they said, that guy's silly, we got to go snag him.
Right.
And then they ended up snagging him from their practice squad, and he's been a Pro Bowler ever since.
That's right. And I remember Dave Richard was hyping him up before he broke out. He's like, if you need a late round flyer on a tight end, Darren Waller's your guy. And everybody's like, who? Who are you talking about? Who is this person? Mm. And sure enough, it happened.
19 targets.
He went to Georgia Tech. I don't know where he grew up.
Said he was born in Landover.
Does it?
And then
he was raised in Colorado,
Maybe
he moved young.
Maybe I clicked on the... Mine says birthplace, Georgia.
Okay, I have him.
How is that possible?
I have him raised in both Colorado Springs and Marietta, Georgia, but born in Landover, Maryland, according to Wiki.
How is that possible? Listen, I'm not doubting you. ESPN says he's born in Ackworth, Georgia.
I don't know.
How can he have 100 different places?
Not sure.
Who cares as long as he catches balls?
Well, it's kind of interesting, I think, if he's local.
And you know, when we talk about the Washington football team, we're going to be talking about them throughout the show. Coach Ron Rivera joins us today for the first time, 8:25. Don't want to miss that. Plus Doug Williams at 9:25. Mm. But a lot of times Waller wasn't open, and they just were forcing it into him. I know you're a big believer in that. Just throw it up. I mean, because I know I was watching, and I know we're going to talk about it later, the Peyton and Eli telecast. Mm-hmm. And Peyton was kind of joning for a while because I think at one point he had one catch on 9 targets. He's like, how do you have that many targets with only one catch? But then he got hot.
Yeah, I mean, if you're defending the Raiders, you know they're just going to go to him 15 to 20 times. Yeah. And as far sometimes as throw, you can stop him, but most of the times you can't.
When the guy's 6'6", 250, I'm going to let that guy try to win the ball over a shrimpy 5'10 cornerback or over a 6-foot-tall safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times he's going to come down with it. And he runs like a wideout when he gets it. He doesn't run like a big lumbering tight end. Mm. He's got wheels.
He's your favorite type of receiver. He's not a blocker in any ways. He's a wide receiver playing tight end.
It's the best. It's just the best. It's a chef's kiss. Love that. Don't block. Go out and run routes.
Well, I find myself in a weird position because being a DC guy and a DC fan, I do still kind of weirdly root for the Ravens at times. Mm-hmm. And I thought when I went to bed, I don't know, was it 14-10 at halftime? That's when I went to bed.
14-10 at halftime, yeah.
I still felt comfortable that they were going to win the game. So I was a little surprised. Man,
what happened in the fourth quarter?
It was just a back and forth, a lot of silliness.
27 points scored in the fourth. Wow.
Yeah. As JP said, that play there where the interception hit off the guy's helmet. I mean, the guy should have caught it, went right through his hands, but it probably was a missile.
Oh, it was a missile.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And I don't think he'd thrown to that guy. I think it was.
He was under pressure.
Was it a Sneed? I think it was a Sneed.
Willie Sneed, who used to be on the Ravens.
Yeah, he's been around forever. Yeah. It might have been his only target because I don't remember Sneed being on the field.
He wasn't targeted a lot.
But it's like. You catch it, you cross the line, game over.
Yeah.
But NASA made a big play. Yeah. And, you know, Lamar was impressive passing the football, though.
He was. He was very good. Very good.
But when you cough it up twice, it's usually going to come back to haunt you.
Yeah. So
now, in a short week, they have to come home and face the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
There seemed to be some big energy in that stadium.
Yeah.
From what I was watching.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
Vegas was nuts last
night. Thing is spectacular. I was just in Vegas a month or so ago. Feels like maybe it was 2 months.
And with the Raiders winning, can you imagine the bar and casino business up and down the strip after that?
Crazy.
Just millions being poured into those establishments.
Yeah. No doubt.
The other stadium that looks really cool is SoFi.
Yeah, it's where the Super Bowl is being held.
Right.
Which one is SoFi?
In L.A.
That's L.A. Yeah, that one looks cool, talking to Dan Helly, and he went to the Rams-Bears game. He says there's a jumbotron that goes all the way around the stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's impressive.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I mean, I was in
I guess it kind of hangs down, but it goes in the entire circumference of the stadium.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I believe the price tag on that stadium is $5 billion.
I mean, it's just absurd.
And you can't compare the two, but I was at Maryland Stadium for the Terps game a few weeks ago, and they're in the process of replacing their jumbotron. And it's just, when you see something like in SoFi Stadium, you're like, well, that's unbelievable. I
mean, they just took it to a whole other level.
It's just craziness.
Yeah.
And the Terps are now just getting up to speed where they're putting a gigantic jumbotron in instead of the Minitron. That's actually up in the stadium at this point.
Well, it's called NFL Resources.
Yeah, it's called your franchise.
NFL Resources versus Big Ten Resources.
Yeah. It's a big difference.
Doesn't match up.
All right, as JP mentioned earlier on the show, Ron Rivera is coming up, head coach of the Washington football team. He's going to join us every Tuesday throughout the NFL season.
So awesome.
He's on at 8:25.
Is he going to know? I mean, he understands that we're not beat guys, and so we're going to repeat questions that he's irritated by. But we don't know that he's irritated by it.
I think we'll probably ask him wild card questions, too.
We're going to. But I will guarantee I will ask him a question, I'm sure, that he's heard a million times that he hates. But I'm not there to ask him, right. And I didn't hear the answer. I don't hear all the answers. So I hope he knows.
Yeah, but the best part about that is because we're a collective instead of just one person.
And so he just hate us all?
Yeah, he'll just hate all of us instead of like just pinpointing one of us because he won't know who's asking.
We usually win over the coaches. Question.
We usually do, but he seems like he's getting a little defensive lately, if you notice.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you. I'm looking forward to it. I got questions written down for him.
Absolutely.
Well, it's better. His team isn't getting defensive.
Yeah, it would be nice if the team actually got defensive. That would be fantastic because they need it coming up Thursday because they play on Thursday Night Football against the Giants. We'll talk some fantasy with Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. He's joining the show at 9. And Doug Williams, not going to give him the short shrift. He is a superstar, Washington's Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's going to join us at 9:25. That's all coming up right here on the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, Ron Rivera, Washington football team head coach. He will join the show at 8:25. He will be a weekly guest with us throughout the NFL season. So that is coming up in just about 2 hours. So
what angst you have as a head coach, by the way. You lose your home opener and you lose your starting quarterback.
And you have a short week. Because you play on Thursday night.
It's unbelievable.
We'll see how much angst he has.
I don't know how he sleeps. I honestly don't know how he sleeps.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Here's part of how he sleeps. He's banking $7 million.
I knew you were going to go to the
he's
cash.
Banking $7 million. Yeah, but I mean, like, when he's lying down his head on his pillow and he's thinking about just the quarterback upheaval and the uncertainty, he thinks, well, Friday's right still, around the corner, right. And I've got a big, fat deposit coming my way.
Dippy, you got to take down that junkie's poll. That's an embarrassing poll. They've already signed Shurmur.
It doesn't matter. The junkies poll today, should they sign a free agent quarterback like a Cam Newton?
Is that what you said, like a Cam Newton?
No, he said like Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
They've already rejected him 100 times. That's an embarrassing poll. They're set at quarterback now.
Well, that embarrassing poll is presented by Van Meter Homes, just to let everybody know.
Hold on, Driver, are you with me?
No, not necessarily. I don't think they're going to sign Cam Newton, but
they already would have if they were going to.
Kyle Shurmur. He could be gone later this afternoon.
He's practice squad.
He put him on a practice squad, right? But they've already scanned the wire for if who's available.
If they had any interest,
anyway, the question that would assign
if you're it's should they. So that's an opinion poll of should they sign somebody like Cam Newton.
Well, the answer is no.
You won't vote. Go vote.
Eric, if you're so offended, have JP put it on his Twitter, not the show's Twitter.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter too.
Yeah, you're kind of making me look dumb.
Oh, you're kind of getting lumped in.
Yeah, I don't want to be lumped in with that dumb question.
I couldn't care less about.
That is a dumb question.
Radio Insider. I mean, we do the read because it's
embarrassing.
I couldn't care less what is on the poll every single day. But it is sponsored by good friends of mine at Van Meter House. I'm happy to do the read. I'm happy for that they're putting up the.
Well, if you're going to put the poll, just say the poll should be: should they sign Cam Newton?
No, but hey, but they already addressed it.
Because there are fans
as long as you're posting the poll,
there are
every
fans
day,
that
I'm
think that they should sign Cam Newton.
Yeah, but
over,
they can't still think that.
99% of the people that are listening have no idea who Kyle Shurmur is.
Understood.
Oh, but they've never seen him play. 100%.
But when they saw, and most Washington fans saw that they signed him because it was reported everywhere.
Yeah.
Then they have to know they're not going to sign Cam, because if they were going to sign him, they would have done it.
It's not.
It.
Are they going to read the poll? Read the poll, Eric Bickle.
I read should. Okay. It's just as embarrassing. It's not. They don't even
How
have
is that embarrassing?
Because it's they don't even have an issue. They've signed their guys. They said.
You think they don't have an issue? They just lost their starting quarterback.
They said these are the guys that we're going with.
I understand what they are doing.
I said, but I think it's an embarrassing poll.
Do you agree with it?
I think it's an embarrassing poll.
But that's, go ahead and be embarrassed.
Are you?
I'm not embarrassed whatsoever.
You can put your Bickle poll today up.
No.
At Big Pickle Productions.
You know what I'm going to do? A retweet and say, this poll's embarrassing.
That's fine.
Get it some more legs.
This poll
exactly.
Cakes, I told you he was going to be out half the year minimum.
Yeah, I was grasping because Valdez and I are chopping a season long bet, but now
were you grasping he was going to play this Thursday?
No, I knew he wouldn't play Thursday, but I thought he might miss a week or two.
If he misses two, he's not going to get the 32 touchdowns.
I don't know what a hip subluxation is. Okay, I just don't.
It's a partial dislocation of the hip.
Okay, I am not a Twitter doctor. I just don't. When I hear that word, my brain freezes over. I don't know what it means.
Well,
I don't either, but you duck, go it,
and then you see what it is.
But all I see was people saying serious hip injury.
Okay.
So what is all the water slide buzz? I don't really understand
Somebody called. I don't know if,
I heard the
if
call.
Valdez has the audio, but.
Give me a minute. I'll grab the audio.
A listener called B. Mitch and Finley yesterday.
Okay.
And he posited, he claimed that Ryan Fitzpatrick was at a local water park.
He says he goes there three times a week with the kids.
He had his whole rack of kids, and that
it's Ida Lee Park. It's near my house.
Okay.
It's a small water park. It's fine.
So he claims that Fitz injured his hip initially on a water slide, and then
sounded pretty convincing.
And then it was made worse by
how big the water slide is there. It's about from that.
No. He said the kids go down the slow one. Right. He always goes down the fast one.
There's no fast one there.
All right, understood. But he said everyone saw, because everyone was watching him, because Fitz is there,
right,
and everybody saw him get up and limp it around.
He said his gait was affected, I believe.
I'm pretty sure Ryan Fitzpatrick re-injured his hip during the game against the Chargers. Well, you guys saw round two. We saw round one at Symington Water Park in Leesburg at Ida Lee on the last day. Just three times a week, he'd bring all of his 7 million boys up there. They'd go on the slow slide. He always go on the fast slide.
There's no fast slide.
And then about mid-afternoon, it looked like he whacked his hip on the right on the fast slide, and then he didn't do no slide the rest of the day.
I love his
Everybody at the park saw he was going around either like a awkward gait or a shuffle walk the rest of the afternoon, and he parked it in his chair. I think he re-aggravated it during that game.
He was fine.
Hey, by the way,
this is how he heard it. A 280-pound guy tackled him and pummeled him to the ground.
Also, let me also say this.
That's how he heard it.
If you go on Twitter or you go to the water cooler with your buddies after that hip injury and you do the, Ryan Fitzpatrick's old, so he broke his hip, you're an unfunny hack. That's what you are.
If you do what?
If you do the bit where, Ryan Fitzpatrick's 100 years old, so of course he broke his hip while he's playing football.
Yeah.
You're an unfunny hack, and I hate your sense of humor.
I don't buy into the water slide theory.
I don't either.
It is funny, because I tend to agree with Jason. He got crunched by a 300-pounder.
That's the same guy that called and said that my girls were unruly on the flight.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
same voice.
How do you know? You could tell? Same voice?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Same kind of like details. He goes out of his way to share like minute details.
Right. So yeah. you smelled a rat.
As soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
That's his technique.
You knew. Yeah. You just knew. Yeah.
Well, bottom line is Taylor Heineke's next man up. We're going to talk to Ron Rivera about this at 8:25. They believe in Heineke. They said there was going to be an open competition. There really wasn't. But now he's the starter.
He's the
guy.
And
you're going to see whether this guy can produce. Now they've got another guy they believe in, and Kyle Allen behind him. So if Heineke doesn't produce in the next couple of games.
They don't believe in Kyle Allen.
It's to an extent.
Well, no,
they believe in him enough to pay him just to be on the roster on the depth chart. But
weirdly,
if Kyle Allen is playing, they are losing games.
Weirdly,
sorry.
They do like him and they believe in him. For whatever
believe
reason.
In him to do what?
I don't know.
Well, same thing as Heineke. They believe in him. They wouldn't want this.
I don't want this scenario. I think they believe that he's capable.
They believe in
they
him.
They believe he's capable in case somebody goes down and can start a few games.
Okay, that's different. There's a million guys on the planet who can do that.
I can't speak for them. That's what I think they
believe. But he's not going to win consistently. No.
He will not. I totally believe that.
I have no idea if he's going to win consistently. I'm not as definitive as Jason. I'm not as all-knowing as Jason, apparently. Yeah. But I do
believe...
Well,
just use your head.
I do believe if he's healthy, he can win.
He can win what?
Games. Football games in
three,
the
four,
NFL.
Five, maybe.
How many?
If Kyle Allen is the starting quarterback, he's not winning a division.
No, I'm talking about Taylor, but Kyle too. I also believe if he stays healthy, he can. Both those guys can run an offense in the NFL and they can win games. Are they elite quarterbacks? No, I think they could play at least at an average level, just not dissimilar from Fitz. To be honest with you.
I mean, we went through the numbers yesterday. Heineke has had success in a Washington football team uniform. You can't deny that. When he's been on the field, he's been successful.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't won games, but that's not necessarily his fault.
By the way,
he's only started one.
For the quarterback wins crowd, Kyle Allen in his career is 7-10. I don't know how many games he's winning. He's losing more games than he's winning.
Yeah. Well, he also, a lot of that was with Carolina. Most of that. I just saw when he played here, he played pretty well. I liked what he saw when he played here.
What do you have, four touchdowns, and just one pick last year?
Yeah.
That's solid.
And then when he played in Carolina, the first four or five games were pretty good for him, and then he had a second half that was pretty awful. But, you know, that's not unusual for first-year quarterbacks. So, I know. Listen, do I want Kyle Allen to play? No. I'd like Taylor Heineke to play the next 16 games, to be honest with you.
Well, that's best-case scenario.
Might.
Yeah.
But with his,
until he gets banged up.
But, you know, I was talking to B. Mitch yesterday, and, you know, B. Mitch is one of these tough NFL guys that thinks his body won't withstand it. Now, Brian knows more about it than me, and that seems to be the conventional wisdom, and maybe he's right. But I see other guys that can scoot around and stay healthy that aren't, you know, Lamar's not some big monster. He seems to stay healthy. I think that if he learns how to slide, I guarantee he knows how to slide better than Robert. If he can be smart and protect his body, I don't see why he can't stay reasonably healthy.
And we'll talk all about that Donk Robert later.
In the
Hit the Skin
he
segment.
He keeps embarrassing
we're
himself.
Talk, we're going to give that its
Well, it's
its
not
full
just
due.
That he'll scoot out and start running. Maybe he can take a hit or avoid a hit. But if he's in the pocket and gets crunched, he's so small, that's where the injuries can come.
Sure.
He's going to get tackled in the pocket.
It's from people thinking it's from running. But, yeah, I mean, you'll get hit in the pocket, too. Sure.
I will say this. The Heineke hive is strong. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. We put out a sort of poll yesterday. Do you have faith that the Washington football team can win with Heineke? And the overwhelming majority of people were responding that they believe that they can win with Heineke. Now, the only caveat was they wondered if he could stay durable.
Right.
But I then would answer, but what do you think about his play? Like, for all the people that were like, no, he's going to get hurt. Mm. What about his play? Almost everybody loves his play.
Play is fine.
When he wears the Washington football team uniform, so far, you judge him by his performance, he's been good.
He has been good in a small sample size.
I'm just
Absolutely.
Going with the odds that backup quarterbacks will play like backup quarterbacks.
I know you're going with the odds. I'm going with
It's rare that a guy who has been bouncing around on practice squads can come in all of a sudden and lead a team to a division. It's just very rare. Has it happened before? Of course.
Definitely rare.
I know you're going to talk to me about Tony Romo. And
I think he's a rare kid if he could stay healthy. I think that's the only issue.
I can't handle Romo comps for Taylor Heineke at this point. Maybe a similar. It just seems like.
I'm just saying, people always say, like, Kurt Warner did it. right. Romo did it. Okay.
What about Flutie?
Before. It's happened before. Could you go More further doable. Back?
Who's come on this show and compared him to Flutie? Was it Casserly?
Yeah,
somebody's comped him to Flutie.
Especially
I can buy that.
Flutie version 2.
Right.
You know, who got better. They're big guys that, they, you know, I've said it a million times, who come back. I remember Tommy Maddox was pretty good when he came back after being out of the league for 5 years. You know what I mean? Guys could learn and get a little bit better. I think he's pretty solid. I don't think he's going to beat you from the pocket. I've been frank about that. I don't think he can just stand there and beat you from the pocket.
What's so weird is that this city, this town, and all these fans, the backup quarterback is always the hot guy.
Always.
It's terrible. And you finally got him, right? That people have been clamoring from Taylor since day one, ever since the Tampa game.
Yeah, you're going to find out.
Do you think there's going to be a clamoring for Kyle Allen? Will he become the new hot fire
if he plays well?
If Heineke's terrible, yes.
Yeah, they probably will.
If
they'll just shift the focus to Allen.
Yeah, but they won't be as excited for Allen as they were for Heineke. Because Allen hasn't given them that Heineke-like game.
And if Heineke doesn't work out, the season's probably going to be lost. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's not going to be this huge clamoring for Kyle Allen because they're going to be
it's 1-4. It's so weird, the fervor for a backup quarterback always.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have a stable
because the bad
starter.
Ones have been so bad.
That's what happens.
But it dates back to Sonny, Billy Kilmer.
I mean, Fitzpatrick was on the ground rolling around and they were cheering for Heineke on Sunday. Uh-huh. It's so weird.
Heineke has a cult-like following here because of that playoff game.
Yeah. But it goes back deeper. It's a 40-year tradition of backup quarterbacks.
No, I understand that. Controversy. But he's different. It's not like he's Case Keenum or Colt McCoy. Like, he's just more popular.
Well, it reminds me of the Billy Kilmer stuff. Even with Joe T. I think Kilmer was here when Joe T was here in the 70s.
If they had a Lamar Jackson, nobody would be talking about backup quarterback.
If they had Justin Herbert.
Or Russell Wilson.
Right, of course. Come on. Of course.
You wouldn't even give it a second thought.
Yeah, of course. Nobody clamored for the... Well, actually, it's not true. Even when Robert was here, people were climbing for Kirk.
I know. That's why it's so weird.
When he's not playing well. Yeah. They're going to be in the market for another quarterback, though.
If you want to weigh in on the Gambit DC listener lines, you can do that at 800-636-1067. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. How much faith do you have in Heineke? He's getting the start on Thursday night against the Giants. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Junks. This portion of the show is brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner. Don't forget Ron Rivera, Washington football team Head coach slated to join us at 8:25. He will be a regular guest throughout the NFL season. He'll join us every Tuesday. So do not sleep. Don't snooze.
When you have a Thursday night game,
yeah,
when do you think they have play number one set up on the play sheet? If they theoretically have 15 or 25 plays mapped out,
okay,
and I always believe it changes, but you still hear that they've got their script of 15 plays.
Well, it does change.
When do they know they've got, this is our first down play, we're running this?
They know it already. Probably now.
Maybe today?
Probably already.
Well, there's not much time. So
yeah, there's not much time at all.
Maybe yesterday?
It's either today or tomorrow.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. When do they do a, like, see, that's going to be a great question. Like, when do they typically do their run through of the script? My guess would be on the last day or so, but who knows? Maybe they do a little bit each day. I know we're going to talk later about the Peyton and the Eli stuff, but that was also interesting where they talk about how, I think at one point they were lining up to do a 2-point conversion or something, and, or it was short yardage thing in the red zone. He was like, yeah, this is something that we typically do on, like, Fridays. And he's like, I always thought we should do it every day because it's the most important thing. But they throw away, you know, they just do like goal line situations. You do that on Fridays.
Right.
But why aren't we doing that on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday too? Because it's the most important. That's when we need these touchdowns. That's when you need these points.
Yep. You need the six. Don't want three. You need the six.
Anyway, something that we can talk about later.
All right, let's bang out some of these phone calls. A bunch of people want to chime in.
All right, let's go to Marvin, my man Marvin in Landover. Hey, Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Junks?
How you feeling, Marvin?
My call.
Hey, buddy.
I'm feeling good. Back to school, you know, time to get to work. Hey, look, this Heinicke thing to me is irrelevant. It's really about the offensive line. I don't have much faith that the offensive line is really that good. I don't have faith in Leno. I got a rookie at the other tackle. I would love for you guys to ask Ron this. This is the question I had.
All right.
The question was, do you believe you would have been able to block up their pass rush on a known down? It was 4th and 7. Everybody knows what you were going to do. So do you think you had confidence to get protection to actually run your play? Because I believe that was the reason why
he's not going to trash his guys. That's the problem with that question. He's not going to say no. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But that's the whole point. I mean, I honestly, actions dictate what I know the answer already. He didn't believe he could block it up. At 4th and 7 with 7 minutes to go on the plus side of the field, Riverboat Ron would have usually went for it, but he had no faith in his offensive line that they could block them up.
Well, maybe I can ask him a different way. Like, were you worried about the offensive line? Were you worried about the quarterback execution? Were you worried about the receivers getting open?
Maybe he actually had faith the defense
was going to make a stop.
Stop when they absolutely
needed it. I believe he believes in his defense. Hey, one more thing, really quick. I like Heinicke. Heinicke's a gamer. Heinicke knows the offense. They don't have to scale back anything for him. So that's always a plus. He knows the offense. He knows where the ball's supposed to go. He's kind of creative with the ball. He's not too much of a turnover magnet yet, hopefully. But that being said, I like Heinicke. I just don't trust their offensive line right now.
So. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Marvin. I appreciate the call.
Right, if you don't really trust the offensive line, then Heineke's probably a decent option because
he's going to scoot around a little bit.
He's going to try to get out of trouble as much as he can. He's got that capability.
You know, Leno obviously struggled, and Cosby struggled. But I think Cosby's going to be fine. That was, tough opening matchup against Bosa. I truly do think that'll be a good pick by all accounts. But we pointed out that last year that offensive line was ranked 6th by Pro Football Focus, right? Kind of surprising. And I know that I've run with that a few times. I did a podcast yesterday with these guys. I'm just going to give them a quick shout out. It's called Ref the District. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys said something that really resonated with me, and I feel stupid not thinking of it myself. He said, the reason why they were ranked so highly is they were just dumping it off to the running backs the whole time.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to rank high.
Yeah, they're going to look good.
And I was like, well, that's actually a very basic, simple point. And I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of that myself.
Not many deep dropbacks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were just quick dump offs. So of course they're going to rank higher than what you know. How like we said, the
except
defense
I'll say
was
this.
Ranked higher than we actually thought they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, but I'll say this: Pro Football Focus looks at like the one on one matchups. I think they take that
infallible.
Into consideration.
They're not.
I'm not
infallible.
Saying they're infallible, but
it's a point.
That's what they're looking at. They look at who's winning the matchup. Did the offensive lineman win, or
it's a lot
did the defensive
easier to
lineman
win when
win.
You have to do it for a second versus 3 seconds?
Probably true.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was an excellent point. Mm-hmm. Am I clamoring for Morgan Moses to come back? God bless Morgan. What I love about Morgan is he laid it on the line. He played hurt here. But no, I'm okay with Cosme. Leno, I don't know. He's a veteran.
I mean,
hopefully he can do the job.
Well, the Bears were desperate for offensive line help, and they said bye-bye to Leno.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not sure how effective he can be, but when a team that really needs offensive line help has a tackle just sitting there, and they don't feel that he's good enough for their
wasn't there a salary
line?
Issue potentially?
I'm sure that was part of it, but yeah. I mean, if he's a decent piece, you probably try to make it work. Yeah. So I don't know. I've question marks.
Right. By the way, one of the guys that did that podcast with me yesterday, he said Valdez, he might have you beat. He's listened. He started listening in 2007.
Okay,
I believe when he was like in Iraq or something.
Very good. Very
okay.
Nice.
Love that. Thank you for your service.
Yep. Of course.
He said, because he had visited in D.C. earlier and he you know, was looking for something to listen to while I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2007, he's listened to every single segment we've ever done.
That is
I haven't even done that.
Of course.
Not even
I definitely
close.
Haven't
not
done
even,
that.
Not even close. Valdez
not
has
even
it.
Close.
Like when Valdez goes on vacation, he doesn't listen
no,
to stuff.
Not even close.
Right? And I don't blame him. I shouldn't. That guy's, I
that
said, you got to be a unicorn.
Not yeah. A unicorn, because I know Farley is like that.
He's the Kyle Pitts of Junk's listeners.
I mean, maybe. I mean,
Chris Farley's told me before.
I know we have loyal listeners, but that's crazy.
Chris Farley told me before. I mean, Chris Farley checked out the gig that I was doing on Sunday on the BetQL network on Odyssey.
Yeah.
He goes for runs, and he puts in the junkies, and he says he even listens to segments where he'll see something that he's not that interested in.
Yeah.
But he feels like he's compelled that he has to listen to it.
Any content does not escape Chris Farley.
No.
He's
a good dude.
So we got a couple unicorns out there.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Tony in North Carolina. Tony, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. A couple things. I called in before with some of the shtick. This is no shtick today. Two things. Number one, Leno was the guy who got Fitzpatrick killed. He got sold upfield, and the guy stunted and came inside and nailed him. So Leno is their weakest link there. Second, Curtis Samuel's stats. You ready for a stats, EB? My stat guy, you ready? 2020, 3 touchdowns. 19, 6, 18, 5, 2017, 0. Why is he your guy, EB? Tell me this.
You're a little confused.
I'm way confused.
Yeah, you're a little confused.
I thought you were talking about Curtis Samuel.
Are you asking why he was signed?
No, why is he EB's guy? He is not a productive guy. He is always hurt, and he has low numbers. Why is he the savior in the slot as the second wide receiver?
Why do you think he's my guy? I'm the one that said J.D. McKissic and Antonio Gibson can fill in admirably for him.
Eric has been saying that they could go next man up.
Yeah.
The rest of us, all three of us, are more... They gave the guy $12 million for a reason. He's supposed to be the number two receiver. It was an issue last year. They were expecting him to fill a void.
Guys who know what.
And so you're going to miss him.
Guys whose careers are studying football and breaking down players thought that he was a good fit for the system and it made sense to sign him. That's why he was signed.
Yeah. That guy's an idiot because he's looking at only receiving numbers. He's not looking at rushing numbers.
Yeah.
He had more touchdowns than that. He had more than 3 last year. He had more than 5 the year before.
Idiot!
You have to combine the receiving and rushing yards. Last year, he had over 1,000 yards combined, and he had 5 touchdowns. That's a pretty good year when you're not the focus of the offense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He would help. He absolutely would help.
I don't disagree that he would help.
Nobody's saying he's Calvin Ridley. Okay,
we're not saying that.
Nobody in here is saying he's a top 5 wideout in the league, but we are saying he's a piece that his versatility would help. Especially in this scheme, which he's intimately familiar with.
All right, let's go to Daryl in Woodbridge. Daryl, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Junks.
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
Hey, good. Daryl. Good. What's up, man?
Man, I don't know how, Taylor Heineke, I can't see how anybody really believes in him. He gives you hope because he's like the high school quarterback who's not really good, but he makes things happen. Mm-hmm. But once you get film on him, he's a slow, mobile quarterback who has an average arm strength. I don't know how you think that's going to succeed.
I don't know if he's like, slow. I mean, I think he's pretty shifty for that position. Yeah, and his arm strength is not his primary
no doubt. You know,
strength,
no doubt.
Obviously. It's his
and he can't throw anything on schedule. Like if the play calls for a 3 or 5 step drop, he knows the offense, but he doesn't believe in himself enough to throw the ball.
I don't think that's true. Now he has to do it more with anticipation, but if you go back to the Buccaneers game, and I'm just gonna work with his play in a Washington football team uniform. If you remember that touchdown, I think it was to Cam Sims. He threw it before Cam's break. So he takes his 3-step or 5-step drop, and he throws it to where it should be. And boom, touchdown.
Did he move around a lot when he threw the touchdown to Logan? I can't remember.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not really.
Was it in rhythm? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it was
really.
A nice throw, but I can't remember if it was 1-2-3 or 1-2-3-4-5.
It was pretty quick. It was, yeah. You know, McLaurin was underneath.
Yeah.
And I think the defense kind of went up there, and he –
and listen, Logan, high ball. And Logan had a matchup with a really small DB.
Yeah, yep. And he just threw it up there, and he gave him a chance to make a play. He's not Tom Brady in the pocket. Everybody knows that. That's not his strength. I think it was really obvious when he came in there in those first two plays, and they kind of called these two plays, you know, from in the pocket. That's not his thing. He's got to move around a little bit.
But it's unfair to say he can't make those throws.
I think he can make some
because
throws.
He makes throws on out patterns, whatever.
Sure.
He may not have the zip of an Aaron Rodgers or even like I'm impressed with Zach Wilson, just that one touchdown throw. But to be fair to him, sometimes he does do that 5-step drop and throws an out pattern. He just throws it a little bit early.
He throws it with anticipation.
He throws it sometimes before the receivers turn around.
His strengths are knowledge of the offense. Playing within himself, using his legs, timing, those kinds of things. The intangibles. Yep. Those are his strengths.
The TD toss to Thomas in the end zone, he took like a 3-step drop. He shuffled around a little bit, and then he realized that Thomas was being covered by like a 5'8 corner by himself in the end zone.
So it wasn't 1-2-3 rip. It was 1-2-3 shuffle around a little bit.
He found.
But that's his strength.
Yeah.
That's actually his strength.
And if the offensive line breaks down, he can actually get out of the way.
Yeah.
In a lot of those spots. So,
here's what's probably going to happen.
Thursday night.
Everyone's probably going to be right, and he's probably going to get hurt this week, and then it's going to be over. Okay?
That'd be a disaster.
We'll see.
I'm hoping that he can stay upright.
Look, he's got his shot.
This is his shot.
I think
we'll know in 3 weeks.
Look, he's going to have more than that. I mean, unless he gets hurt.
No, I think, but if he sucks, like if he's truly like a one-game wonder, and...
I mean, if he's terrible, and then they go to Kyle Allen, then you...
Well, I think we'll know in 3 games if... healthy, he can play or not.
Right.
It's still a small sample.
The question is, can he put up enough points consistently to beat really good teams? Because that's what he's going to have to do. Unless the defense just does a complete 180 and is holding teams to 15 points, 17 points, and you only have to put up, 21.
I think the defense is going to play better this week.
Head coach Ron Rivera joins us at 8:25, but next we'll hit the Skins. We'll get the latest from a former Redskins quarterback who's making waves on Twitter yesterday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.